Episode 1514, How to Stay Positive.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is a brand new day. It's a brand new week. And that means what? It's Mindset Monday. How to stay positive. Have you always wondered if you could be that smiley person every single place that you would go? Well, today we're diving in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, when life is filled with more negativity, grandioso highlight reels, and comments that cut to the core, you have to learn how to stay positive. This world is not fair, you know that, but it still can be a beautiful journey through all the mess. It's just finding the garden in all the thistles. Staying positive doesn't always mean you are the happy-go-lucky, smiley person with not a care in the world. When you can see through the mess that clouds your mindset, it opens the doors to positivity, something greater than what is happening at that moment. Because in the moment, you could be drowning in the chaos with all hope being stripped from every breath you take. Yet, we must remember that nothing crumbles in a day. How to stay positive gives you a lifeline to look just beyond the mess and climb out of the deep-set darkness that envelops your hope. Revolutionary? Not really. Just a mindset shift. But this mindset shift isn't common practice. Instead, we sit with our mess and chaos, allowing ourselves to be drawn deeper into the swells of disappointment, failure, and fear. The happy-go-lucky person who seems to have it all together all the time has struggles and troubles too. But what gives them the advantage? How to stay positive. Gandhi says this, "I will not let anyone walk through my mind with their dirty feet." Okay, now if we think about that, who's really going to walk through your mind with dirty feet? But we're taking it down below surface level, right? What is he really meaning by that? We let the dirt cloud the nooks and crannies of any hope that remains from the fails of our own. We focus on what we can't do. We strain to hold back tears for what is lost. Those dirty feet are walking over everything that's good to us. So you want the advantage? Optimism is a game changer. Is it real? Yes. Take it and live it. Live a positive, optimistic life. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Live a positive, optimistic life. Let us not become weary in doing good. For the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. That's Galatians 6:9. But when you give up, what do? Because it's easy for us to do, isn't it? We give up all the time, every single day of our life. We've given up on something. We've given up on our diet. We've given up on our husband. We've given up on our children. We've given up on ourselves. We've given up on the laundry. We've given up on the dirty dishes. We've given up. When you give up, you nourish the negativity. You feed it and feed upon it. It becomes your normal. However, if you desire to experience life more abundantly, you have to change the perspective in how you live it. So how do you live a positive, optimistic life? How do you stay positive? Number one, talk more, listen less. Talk more from the optimistic point of view. Drown out the negative whispers and yells. You have to stop being the cheerleader of negativity. I read a post this weekend on Facebook, and it read this, "I was just in the women's bathroom and had to listen to a mom yelling at her early elementary age kid for losing a wrestling match. He sat on the bathroom floor and cried as she berated him." Now, as a mom, this tears me up. And I know that gives us time for what? Pause, which means It's not just your head listening, but it's your heart listening too. Maybe you were that little kid who was yelled at by your parents for not being good enough. Maybe you were that little kid who was yelled at by your husband for not having a clean home when he came back home from work. Maybe you were that little kid who was yelled at by your boss because you didn't finish the project on time. Maybe you were that little kid who was yelled at by your teacher because you didn't pass with a B or better. Maybe you were yelled at on the way to work today by a stranger in the car because you weren't driving fast enough. You can't let negative whispers and yells diminish your worth. Talk more, listen less. When it's all quiet, think about when you go to bed at night. All electronics are off. There's no radio. Maybe you might hear some crickets chirping if you're in a warmer environment. Otherwise, it's just cold, dark. And what happens with our mind in those moments? We begin to replay all the negative stuff. It's those whispers and yells that eat at us. And we nourish the negativity. You got to shut those down. You can't listen to that. You got to talk more. You got to say, guess what? I'm better than what they say I am. It's okay if I didn't get that project done on time because he doesn't understand that this, and this happened. Some would say, well, that's rationalizing why you didn't get something done. No, it leads us to number two, which is speak truth to the lies. There's no reason to encourage lies to grow bigger. Thorns hurt, but roses bloom above the pain. They bloom above the thorns. Let the truth set you free from the lies that try to trample you. If someone calls you fat, speak truth to that lie. I am strong and courageous. Truth overcomes lies. So be an overcomer. Speak truth to the lies. And number three, love more, fear less. Love conquers fear. Armor yourself with the truth of God's love, of his grace and mercy. When you are at battle with the negativity, love more in the moment. You're twisting fear. It becomes less than, not greater than. We can feed that fear, or we can say, no, I'm going to conquer it with love. Being a positive influencer, being a positive leader, isn't just a state of mind, but a state of action. In all you do, take aim. Action ignites motivation. In your day, think about what you focus on. The goals, the to-do list, the appointments, oh my goodness, the phone calls, the errands, the bills, the laundry, the dishes, the dinner. It's all about the what in your day. It's exhausting. I'm exhausted just thinking about it. But it's all about that what in your day. You get caught up in the what and you forget your why. Why were you given breath to rise up this morning? Why were you given the opportunity to be married and have children? Why were you given the opportunity to have an online business? Why were you given the opportunity to be? You are created on purpose with greatness. You have a purpose. Heavenly designed purpose. Wash your feet and don't drag yourself through the mud. You are worthy. There's no reason for you to beat yourself up because that's going to come enough in the world that we live in. It's time that you stand up for yourself. Be bold and be courageous. Stay positive in how you see things. Now, doing that mindset shift takes work. It takes practice. It requires us to change our language, to change how we stand, our posture, how we talk to other people, our way of communication, what we write to ourselves, what we tell ourselves when we go to bed. You can't just simply flip a switch. I wish it was that easy, but it takes hard work. If you're saying, I want to work hard, I know this is an area where I fall short. That's not necessarily something that's negative. It's just what? For right now, it's something that's true in your life, but it's something that can be changed. You're an overcomer. So click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a gift for you. I want to come beside you in your journey. Let's talk about where you are and come up with some strategies and tools that you can move forward with into spring, to spring you forward because you're ready to get out of winter. No more of these blues. It's time to spring forward. Click on that link and that will begin our conversation. It's my free gift to you. Are you really going to focus on all the negative? If you choose yes, then stop complaining about it. Seriously. I love it when people say, I'm so tired of what people tell me about this, that, and the other. But then they don't do anything about it. So stop complaining about it. If that's going to be the truth that you live in, if that's how you're going to define your life, then so be it. But if you say, no, that's not me. That's not how I want to stand up in my life every single day. That's not the breath that I breathe. If you're ready to stay positive and to live an optimistic life, talk more, listen less, speak truth to lies, and love more, fear less, then you know that you are worthy. Wash your feet and don't drag yourself through the mud. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. May your day be filled with joy and happiness. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.